them earlier today. So, you know, but how amazing, how incredible to have friends like that. And tonight I want to talk about friendship and how we might kind of, thank you, I don't know what happened, and how we might find that sort of deep friendship. Because nobody really teaches you how to make friends, do they? It's something you just kind of expected to know. And how do you make those sort of deep friendships like that? What was that?
Well, me and Beth kind of used to hate each other.
Oh, really?
But then we just kind of started.
Oh, maybe we should have had you two on the sofa and how that happened. But I'm going to look a little bit like that. But nobody tells you how to make friends. And it's not that easy. Is it? I mean, it's not like you have like a catalogue. You can kind of go, or you can't stand up and go, I've decided you're going to be my friend. And you can't like thumb through a catalogue. And there's no like adverts where you can order a friend. And I thought it'd be really funny to see what that would like. So Genevieve, come on, I thought we'd give this a go. All right, so Genevieve's going to... So just imagine this kind of a friendship infomercial. So here we have the latest version of the Dodson. As you can see, it's got more hair than the previous version. And its face has been rearranged much nicer. It is full of friendship and laughter and dance. Lovely. And it will chat your ear off. It's amazing. And it meows. What?
Meow.
And it meows. It meows. And it is 100% guaranteed to be made in the image of God. Can we give it a round of applause, please? It would be a bit weird if kind of friendship was a bit like that, but that's not how we find friends, is it? But friendship is so important. In fact, it's what we were made for. We were made for relationship and friendship. Yes, with God, but yes, with each other. You know, the first not good in the Bible, I've probably said this before, God created everything and he said it is good, it is good, it is good. And then he said it is not good for man to be alone. That was the first not good in the whole Bible. We were built for friendship and community and relationship. And so this friendship thing, how do you make these deep friendships? I don't think you do make deep friendships. You discover them. And the reason I got Genevieve up to do that, yes, it was funny. Yes, it was kind of like a weird way to think about making friends. But there's something I wanted to point out. And it's this, that Genevieve is amazing. She is amazing. She is incredible. But so are all of you. So are all of us. We are created in the image of God. And each one of us is a unique mix of gifts and talents. You know, what's amazing is just before the service, we were praying in there. And time and again, this idea of how amazing the people were in their gifts and talents being used for God just came up again and again. But you need to get a hold of this tonight. If nothing else, you need to get a hold that you are amazing. Created in the image of God. Created with gifts and talents. With strengths and weaknesses. With incredible differences to everyone else. And you were made for this time, for this moment, for just such a moment as this. You, uniquely who you are. And it's important you understand that tonight, because the rest of what we're talking about kind of hinges on it a little bit. Because if you don't get how amazing you are, you won't understand this bit. That if you are amazing, which you are, if you are unique and here just for such a time as this, then that fact means that you have something to give. You are amazing. You are incredible. And if you don't get a hold of that, the fact is that... Sorry, I've forgotten. I know where I want to go, but I can't remember how to get there. If you don't get a hold of the fact that you are incredible and amazing this evening, you won't understand that it matters. I got it. It matters where you invest yourself. It matters where you invest yourself. Because you are so amazing, and because there is no one else on this earth like you, it matters where you invest yourself. Let me give you an example. Has anyone got an iPad with them? Anyone? No? Oh my goodness. Oh, thank you, Lucy. Right, so here we go. Thank you. I'm not going to show anyone what it is, but, right, it's an iPad, you know? I won't show that. It's a lovely picture of... Let me see. Oh. But I want you to imagine all the things that this iPad can do. All right, so come on, list some stuff. What can you do with an iPad? Play games. What else? Take pictures. What else? Watch films. Facebook. What else? FaceTime, Skype people, exactly, all these things you can do with an iPad. Now, how much of a travesty would it be if I just used it as a chopping board? No, I won't, don't worry. But how awful would it be, all the capability of this wasted in using it as just a chopping board? Thank you. How awful would that be? But that is what you're like if you invest yourself wrong, because you are amazing, so much more valuable and capable than an iPad. But if you invest yourself in the wrong places, it matters. Another example I want to give that probably shows a bad light on me is this week, thanks to one of our young people, I decided to look at how much my Steam library was. I won't name the person, Colin. And so Steam, if you don't know, is a software on a computer where you can download games. And Colin told me that if you type it into this website, it tells you how much your library's worth. So I thought I'd do that, but while I was trying to do that, I found the statistics page. And I found total hours played. I'm not telling you what it was. But fair to say, it went beyond entertainment and it went into an investment. I'd invested time in these games. And I don't think they were really worth it. I'm not saying playing games is wrong, but I'm saying that you've got to think that you are investing your life into things. And are they worth your investment? Because you are amazing. And this is where I want to come back to friendship, because the fact is that you are so amazing that you should be investing in people. If you want those deep friendships, it doesn't start with you going, here I am, be my friend. It starts with you investing in other people. And each of you are uniquely capable to invest in each other. And it's wonderful and it's brilliant. And we'll come on to what Caroline and Lynn have pretty much already just said about how we might invest in each other. What does that kind of look like? Well, I want to look at a few stories in the Bible today. The first one I want to look at is the story of Paul and Timothy. And we'll find the story beginning in Acts 16, which if you're at the mentorship training, this might sound a little bit familiar. But the story of Paul and Timothy. Paul wrote a lot of the New Testament, a lot of the letters, and he went on a big missionary journey, or a few of them, to go and spread the gospel. And at this point in the story, he ends up in a place called Lystra. And there he meets a young man named Timothy. And then, I don't think he was ginger. I don't know. He'd heard good things about Timothy, because why wouldn't you? And then he wanted Timothy to come with him. And it's that key bit. How do you find these deep friendships? You invest in people, and the first way to do that is you go with them. You go with them. You do life with them. Timothy and Paul got to know each other because Timothy traveled with Paul. They did life together. They went through good times and through bad times. They ate together. They went everywhere together. They shared their spiritual lives together. They prayed together. They worshiped together. They did everything together. And I bet if we spoke to Lynn and Caroline, that doing stuff together is part of what brought them together to find this deep friendship, sharing the spiritual, but also the mundane. If you want to find those deep friendships, then you need to go with people. You need to go with them. You need to share with them the really good stuff that's happening with God and you, the really hard stuff that's happening with God and you. Share with them Bible studies and prayers and Bible verses. Do things, pray with them. Go to services together, all that spiritual stuff. And do you know what's amazing is actually our spiritual lives can be difficult, but it's so much better when we're together. That is the point of this. It's the point of the church. It's because it's easier together, because that's what we were built to be, together in this. You know, and I love this picture, and I've probably said it a billion times, and you've all probably heard it before, but it's like it's this wonderful picture of a fire. You take a coal out of the fire, and yes, it will keep burning for a while, but then slowly it will go out. And it will go out much quicker than the coals left in the fire. And that is what it can be like with our spiritual lives. When we try and do it alone, out on our own, we start to go cold with God and things become difficult. When we stay in the fire with our friends, with our people that are traveling with us, it's so much easier to stay on fire. It's so much easier to stay in that place. So how do we find these deep friendships? We go with people. And that sounds really easy. doesn't it really? It sounds easy. Every now and again we'll go and have dinner. Every now and again we'll go bowling. We'll share our lives, our spiritual lives together over Facebook or whatever. It sounds kind of easy, but actually, do you know, it is incredibly difficult. It is incredibly difficult. And the reason it's so hard is because it takes sacrifice. It takes sacrifice to find those deep friends, to be a good friend. It takes sacrifice. You know, Jesus is the prime example of this. You know, he even says, greater love has no man than this, but to lay down his life for his friends. We're not saying that you should go and lay down your life for your friends in terms of getting killed for them, but maybe. You're looking at Beth like, no. But we're talking about desires. It's about sometimes dying to what you want for what your friend needs. And sometimes that means dying to going and doing something you want to do so that you can go and see them instead. You know, one of the things that Caroline said is, I was struggling and I spoke to Lynn and Lynn dropped everything. I imagine that was a sacrifice for Lynn. But that is what deep friendship, that's where you find that deep friendship, when you're willing to die to your desires for them. And perhaps in not such a big example, sometimes it's dying to wanting to play on a game so that you go and see a friend who needs you instead. It's dying to going to some group so that you can go and join your friends in a Bible study. It's dying to watching a TV show so you can go to small group. It's hard. It is hard. And you know, I've struggled with this especially recently because I felt like a lot of my deep friends have left. And so I've been a bit selfish, honestly, about going to small group and things, because I'm like, I don't want to go there because, partly because I'm wallowing in self-pity that all my friends are leaving me, and partly because I want to play on the computer. But that is me being selfish, and I need to know, and I have been trying to die. So now I was looking, because she has to force me sometimes, to die to what I want, so that I can go and do things for my friends, so I can invest in my friends and build those deep friendships that we're looking for, that ultimately will be so much more valuable than another hour on that stat screen. But the one thing, the reason again I want to come back to this right at the beginning when I got Genevieve up here is, again, I need you to remember just how amazing you are. A few years ago I had a young person who didn't want to come to our youth group anymore. And I tried to talk to them about why, and we got down to it. Eventually they said they didn't want to come because they didn't feel like they were adding anything. They didn't feel like they had anything to offer. And then when they were there, nobody really noticed anyway. And I tried to get over to them that even though they didn't realize it, even though they didn't see it, this was honestly true, the very fact that they were there made a difference. They had unique perspectives. They had a unique that's what they were. They were unique. They had unique experience, perspectives, thoughts that changed the group. And the fact is that when they weren't there, the group was less because of that. And so tonight I want to tell you, yes, you need to invest in people, but don't underestimate just how valuable that is. How valuable your presence here tonight is. How valuable your presence at small group is, at church meetings, at youth groups, at Friday night projects, at Bible studies. You are incredible, and God has made you for this moment. And we are less as a church when you aren't here. So, yes, James, even you. Looking at me like, yes, definitely you, in fact. Yes. So if you're looking for those deep friendships, it starts with you investing, just as Jesus invested in his disciples. You know, we're here tonight for that, because of that, because Jesus invested in his disciples. And in the same way, you can invest in each other, and who knows what God will do. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you that you built us for community. You built us for relationship with you and with each other. Thank you, Lord, that you built us each unique with gifts and talents that you designed for us to make us who we are. Lord, I pray you wouldn't make us arrogant in our knowledge of how incredible you made us, But Lord, you would cause us in humility to realize that you have a job for us to do, that you have people for us to meet, people for us to invest in. And Lord, we pray we would find those deep friendships that don't rely on just us, but you and us and them. Lord, that we form friendships like Caroline and Lynn's that is all about you and them. Three instead of just two. Lord, we thank you so much that you are the God of friendship and love. We just pray that you would help us to find that here.